The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back.
Lord knows they'll try.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour. Top of the second hour of this Friday, October 26, 2018. I'm your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And like I said, I mean, the big story is the Trump critics incident. That's what I'm calling it. And I want to sort of come back to that. I want to play some clips to flesh out what I was saying. But I made some points. I'll circle back around to those. And I'm saying things that I don't think you'll hear anyone else say, particularly, you know, couching the corruption and coincidences in the context of Trevor Aronson's TED Talk. You know, remember the 2015 TED Talk? Trevor Aronson, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. So the FBI, yes, Virginia, the FBI does create terrorists. In fact, like Trevor Aronson said, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and the Islamic State combined. And then he says, this isn't likely how you think of the FBI. No, probably not. And he, you know, we played that clip in the first hour, and he said, you know, after years of poring over the terrorism prosecutions in the United States, the case files, because he spent, I think, 3 years investigating them and the FBI corresponding documents, he said, I have come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching terrorists. That's a profound statement. He also wrote a book and debated former FBI, I forget who, what's his name, but none of the points that Trevor Aronson has made have ever been rebutted. So, I mean, his book is still available. You can buy it on Amazon and other places. So what does that tell us? Anyway, we'll come back to that story. We're on the phones. And by the way, folks, again, you know, your help is greatly appreciated. There's some kind of a banking snafu, and so please go to the site, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the yellow donate button, and make a donation. Anything helps. Thanks to those who are. And we're on the phones. Chris in Las Vegas.
I apologize for the live sound effects. I got a helicopter flying over from the LVMPD, but I'll try to stay close to the phone and out of the range of it. But I do want to admire and compliment you. You've had me laughing several times with your kind of under-the-cuff humor during this show, and I applaud you for that. But I thought that the bumper music might be appropriately considered the perp walk of these so-called pretend victims who have had someone place these devices in their own mailbox to garner, and I think the song would be Sympathy from the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Right.
And the book written by Trevor Aronson is The Terror Factory, specifically.
Right, exactly. Yep, thank you.
But with that, I'll probably ring off so I don't have any more distractions from you, but I thank you so much for bringing the attention on this incredible problem of these criminals, these domestic and foreign terrorists inside the FBI who are preying on the coffers of the American taxpayers by egregiously abusing their discretion and obtaining unjust enrichment, which is felony criminal conversion of the people's money to their own private interest. I think they should all be, or most of them should be prosecuted. I'm sure there's some good ones that don't deserve to be, but for them, I think they're few and far between, regrettably, and it's a cancer right. that's permeating the nation.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yep. Well said, Chris. Thank you. Thank you for your call. And absolutely. And, you know, that's the way it works. Wolves in sheep's clothing, wolves masquerading among the sheep, right? And then they, you know, that's where those slogans, the meaningless slogans come in. You know, how dare you not support our brave men and women working in the intelligence community? That's not what I'm saying at all. I agree with Chris entirely. But there are some bad apples. I mean, didn't the mainstream media tell us that recently? Corrupt from head to toe? You know, at the highest levels in particular, and now somehow we're supposed to believe that, oh, no, it's – but not now, not right now. Oh, yeah, no, always. And again, if that's not enough, then Trevor Aronson, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. And so, like Chris said, Trevor Aronson's book, The Terror Factory, you know, he discussed a few points of the book with former FBI officials. Nothing that he wrote has been rebutted. What does that tell us? So anyway, I mentioned, you know, so there are the coincidences, there's the corruption. Those two things sort of go together in stories like this. Because, I mean, I've done a lot on the Trevor Aronson narrative going down that, you know, FBI informants and stuff. I mentioned several of the stories in the first hour. There are other little dog whistle clues, you know, CNN, you hear how many, there are 11 bombs, suddenly now 12. Now, how many is it? Wait for it. CNN's reporting 13 bombs. Ding, ding, ding. One of those dog whistle numbers. Like I said, broke bodybuilder with a criminal record, filed bankruptcy, doesn't have, you know, back in 2012, doesn't have any furniture, but, you know, so he needs money, has a criminal record. Would he make a good informant? Maybe. Would he make a good sheep-dipped patsy, so to speak? Sure, why not? You know, you'll hear, we'll play the clips, when they arrested him, the eyewitness said, yeah, he just seemed like, yeah, they got me. I think that's a direct quote. That's what the guy said, with that kind of inflection. Really? You know, smart enough, diabolically brilliant enough to mail out 13 packages to, you know, everyone from a former president to the former DNI to, you know, and Brennan and Debbie Wasserman's, all the criminals, you know, down the list, but not smart enough not to get picked up and not concerned when he did. That's not odd. Broward County mugshot. What's that all about? You know, Miami-Dade County, like I said, the two stories. Speaking of corruption, ABC News affiliate, local10.com, Opa-locka, Florida, city listed among top 10 most dangerous cities in U.S. And if that wasn't enough, subtitle, 11 Florida cities make list, including 4 from Miami-Dade County. That was May of this year. That's fun, huh? Companion story. So, Opa-locka, among top 10 most dangerous cities in U.S. Companion story, Miami New Times, August 11, 2017. Opa-locka is so corrupt and broken that residents want to abolish the city. I wonder why. But the packages, you know, at least one of the packages apparently went through the Opa-locka postal facility. And, you know, then you get into the specifics on all of how these things happened, where the packages were found and who did what, and the fact that some of them were marched off and exploded before anyone knew anything. Hut, hut, boom. There was a package. What's going on here? You know, people going to the end of George Soros' driveway. It's all ridiculous. Back to the phones. Daniel in BC, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi there. How's it going?
Good.
I just, when I first heard Debbie Wasserman Schultz's name mentioned in this, my sort of my radar went up. It's just a little funny that it happens in Broward County. This is from my studies of the Cruz shooting, the Parkland shooting. This is the Habad-Lubavitch mafia headquarters, this whole area.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just kind of funny.
Where was the video footage of Nicholas Cruz captured? Is he – oh, he's walking down the street. It was those guys who captured the footage, allegedly.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
It's that, and like I said, it's the, you know, the Islamic aspect of it is the Darul Uloom Institute in Pembroke Pines. It's, they have a storied career with that kind of, you know, setting up of patsies in that neighborhood.
I heard from Mike Rivero, I think he mentioned this guy lived in a van, in the van that he had.
Down
by
the river.
You know, this guy's, down by the river, and he's got, you know, all this access to George Soros. Address, Obama's, all the postal codes. So I guess he's going to an internet cafe.
Printer, right, to print off all of these stickers that he's sticking on all these manila envelopes, and driving around in a white van that's covered in brand new stickers that prominently display his evil plot.
Yeah, and that's...
You know, including, including little red circles with red, you know, crosshairs through faces of people like Hillary Clinton. That's not suspicious. And a guy happens to take a photo of that and says, oh my gosh, it's that guy. I just took a picture of that guy's van the other day. What a coincidence.
There's pictures of that van all of a sudden popping up all over. This guy,
and that was a tweet.
His Twitter feed had he was only following Democrats on it, and he wasn't even following Trump. But every other picture now, he's got a picture of holding up Trump Pence signs. This guy's registered as a Republican all of a sudden, but he has got a felony conviction, so he can't vote in Florida.
Right.
You know, like, it's just the post office, even on their own website, they show suspicious packages, what to look for. So this guy must have known that. If you put a bunch of tape on there, if you misspell things, if you put too much postage, not enough postage, it's going to get red flagged. That's just as far as this guy knew that somehow. So,
yeah. So it's kind of a perfect storm. This is kind of why I was saying, you know, in the why. I mean, tell me what you think, and I'm curious what others think, but I would call it the perfect storm of why. You know, why this? Why is this happening? And I'm saying it's a synthetic terror incident, so to speak, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's basically it's a setup. He's a, I guess we could call it false flag, but it's not real. This is not him doing this by himself. So
mainstream media they're calling these things bombs. You know, when you got those little Christmas crackers, those have more explosive power than any of these things.
Right, and there are a few who have been clear to say, you know, we shouldn't call them bombs because, you know, they're potential explosive devices, but we're not sure. So I think that's more honest. But like you're saying, it's gotten out and it's, you know, a lot of them have gone sort of hysterical about it. But it does a few things. I think it does several things, and this is something I don't think people will hear anywhere else. Strategy of tension. You know, textbook strategy of tension. Obviously, you know, well, it's political figures, so it's a little different. Strategy of tension is usually innocent people, schools, mosques, hospitals and stuff. You bomb those so that the public goes, oh my gosh, no one's safe. So it's a little different, but it's a high incident project, which is a sort of corollary of strategy of tension, where, you know, we need more security. And Jake Tapper asked former DNI Clapper about that, you know, do you need additional security detail? And others were saying the same thing. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that. More security, you know, more crackdown. Probably someone will propose legislation pretty soon or something along those lines. Like I said, a cover for Soros involvement in funding the Great Honduran Migration, art in where wherever, I forget where Art is from, but when he called in to the National Intel Report earlier this week, he did a good job of pointing that out in just a couple of minutes. And no one else is talking about that. So now if you say, well, George Soros shouldn't do that, you're anti-Semitic. Because, you know, he's a victim of a potential bomb plot. Midterms, just 11 days away. Remember, folks, David Axelrod said it. Not me. And he said back in 2010 on NPR in Chicago, there was an old tradition of throwing a brick through your own campaign office window and then calling a press conference to say that you've been attacked. This sounds very similar in ways. So there's that. You know, it clearly swings political sentiment in the direction of, you know, supporters of these folks. There's the balkanization issue, Trump supporters versus what you might call MPC SJWs. That's what, you know, people will call them. You know, the deplorables versus the NPC SJWs. And last but not least, censorship. We get, you know, down with, I mean, you see, it's just like bland, generic, like Renee Marsh reporting on CNN. Basically saying, yeah, he tweeted some really, you know, really bad things. And they show the images. It's the same stuff everyone's circulating. So guess what? Anyone who circulated those memes is basically going to get banned. So censorship. So I think it does all of that stuff.
That's for sure. You know what's interesting about the Maxine Waters, you know, she wasn't afraid of any of these bombs. She's walking around on the street and saying, I'm not afraid, which is, you know, it's kind of telling. It's almost like when Bush got whispered into his ear by Andy Card.
Yeah.
You know, somehow Bush just, he wasn't worried too much about it. It's curious that he didn't get one of these, because I think she's sort of on her way out. I think they're going to announce that she's done, because she's a liability. And Biden, they searched his home before they found a parcel at the Delaware sorting facility, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of one of those, you know, they jumped the gun a little too soon on that one. But I'll leave you with that. Great show.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
Daniel. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, again, other strange coincidences. You know, did Clapper name drop prematurely? Oops. Was that too soon? You know, 13 bombs, broke bodybuilder with a criminal record. Sounds like Craig Monteith, FBI informant. You know, that's textbook FBI informant stuff. Broward County mugshot, Miami-Dade, corrupt county too. You know, like I said, the two stories about Opa-locka, one of the most corrupt cities, one of the top 10 most dangerous, most corrupt cities in the entire country. But that's not suspicious at all. The FBI creates terrorists. This is a hotbed for corruption. This is a textbook FBI informant, but none of that's suspicious. The guy lives in his van, but he prints off this, you know, brilliant stuff, sends it all over the place, has these addresses. How? Who knows? Who cares? People are taking live footage of the van on a raid that was supposedly secretive. Somehow there's live footage of the van. As the FBI is covering it up very, you know, conspicuously, inconspicuously, and on and on and on. You know, it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. I mean, but that's the way it works, right? For those who don't know, whoops, do a little search for Big Lie. Go to the Wikipedia entry, for example. I mean, that's good enough. The big lie, what's the concept? You know, the big lie works better than the small lie, even when it's bordering on ridiculous. That's how it works, the big lie. Joseph Goebbels. The essential English leadership secret does not depend on particular intelligence. Rather, it depends on a remarkably stupid thick-headedness. The English follow the principle that when one lies, one should lie big and stick to it. Keep up their lies, even at a risk of looking ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La?
Welcome back. Did former DNI James Clapper name drop Cesar Sayoc prematurely? People will dismiss that, but Black Conservative Patriot thinks so. I agree. Back to the phones. Fred in Michigan, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Great
hey,
cast.
Hey, Fred. Thanks, man.
Great cast, dude.
We haven't even gotten to the clips, but... I'll have to mention those before we go so people can watch them, because I'm telling you, you watch them, and it really is the big lie. It's so just sort of in-your-face absurd. It's ridiculous.
Well, it is, indeed. And it tweaks my memory to a Brendan O'Connell presentation back in the summer. He's got a new one out. I don't know if you've seen it. It's pretty poignant. How Israel rules America, barbarians inside the gate. How Israel rules America, barbarians inside the gate. So Henry Maykow back in February featured a super sleuth Japanese American journalist, Yoshi Shimatsu, did an extensive investigation on Parkland. And the title is Massad Shabad. Yeah, I like to say it phonetically. Chabad. C-H-A-B-A-D. Chabad. Massad Shabad, deep state, behind the Parkland event. And he goes into some pretty amazing intimate detail, connecting, hog swine scum Steinmans or whatever their last name is, the father and son, Shabad, deep state operative, Sinem operative. See, that's what the synagogues, the Shabad organization is all about. It's historic record. Also from Henry Makow from a few years ago, someone else did an investigation on Shabad by the title, Is Shabad a Criminal Racist Terrorist Organization? Well, according to Brendan O'Connell, oh man, big time, really big time. You can't even criticize them in public, even though the evidentiary proof is out in the open. They're invading Perth, Australia. Hey, Chris, what do you think? There's ISIS. I just thought of something as I was waiting in the queue. How about ISA, ISA, Israeli State of America? What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, and what we got going on here, brother, is, as Brendan, and I'm not sure why James Corbett is ignoring this supercritical intel data. When you got Technion established in the 70s, and you got Unit 8200, you have Telpiop program, all of the super high-tech, critical sector technology being outsourced, exported, hijacked, stolen via entities like AIPAC, and Trump boasted, bragged that, well, you know, AIPAC, they're really good folks. You know, Israel is our greatest friend and ally. Yeah, and I'm a globalist, but I'm also a nationalist. Yeah, and I'm a porn star groupie. I mean, then you can see, as I did serendipitously, Trump is the swamp, Trump's elite Jewish mafia. And the only other one that ever brought that up, Brendan O'Connell in one of his presentations. So he tracks, as does Webster Tarpley 4 years ago, tax Wall Street party people. These are brilliant young, and I think honorable Hebrew Americans, who say, hey, you know this guy Sheldon Adelson, Annenberg, and others, they got their own little family. You know, this Israeli family. And who runs casinos? Who runs the porno industry? Who runs the drug, the pharmaceutical, chemicide, medicide establishment that murders 800,000 Americans annually? Yeah, according to Carolyn Dean, MD, an honorable Hebrew American, former editor, New England Journal of Medicine, author of Death by Modern Medicine, 800,000 Americans are murdered by modern pharmaceutical practices, eh?
Yeah, we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Welcome back.
It's already the bottom of the second hour. We haven't even played any clips. I'm going to have to mention those before we take off. Clips related to what I'm going to refer to as the Trump critics incident. The folks, the 13, as CNN is reporting, the 13 folks targeted allegedly by, you know, these alleged possibly explosive devices, the suspect in custody, Cesar Sayoc. I mentioned, you know, some of the interesting points there. Maybe we'll circle back to that after we get through the calls. But we're on the phones right now. We have Fred in Michigan on the line. And, you know, Fred, those are, you know, that's certainly a part of it. I think there's more, but, you know, just a few other things in addition to what you're saying. That clip, Melman and Raviv on C-SPAN talking about the book Every Spy a Prince, it's still I think it's my clip, or is it someone else's clip? Someone made a clip. ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. July 20, 1990 book discussion on C-SPAN, and that clip is on there. Maybe we'll include that in the in the archives. Even Chris Bolin, who, you know, Brennan O'Connell is critical of, how come, you know, I mean, he said what he said, but, you know, May 10, 2017, Chris Bolin posted, "Why do ISIS videos all come from Israeli intelligence?" Which is kind of interesting. Yeah. That's a fun fact. There was the Vice News video March of this year, "How Israel Rules the World of Cybersecurity," Vice on HBO. That was an interesting little 14-minute video. You know, and who could forget other fun entries on the list, like, you know, Urban Moving Systems, Dancing Israelis, or one of the best is Carl Cameron's incredible disappearing four-part Fox News series on Israeli spying that rolled out right after 9/11 and was supposed to be a 12-part series, 12-part expose. It was three four-part series, and the first four rolled out and they were deleted, scrubbed from Fox and a lot of the rest of the internets within 2 weeks.
Yeah, Chris,
so those are some other fun entries.
Chris, Deadly Deceits, as you have mentioned, Ralph McGeehy. Clyde Lewis interviewed a retired Secret Service special agent, John Carman, who was a periodic guest there. And Carman brought up the fact that he knew Michael Rupert, author of Crossing the Rubicon. And, of course, he knew also Gary Webb, Dark Alliance. So as soon as he brought that up, oh, Clyde boy, he had to segue into some really tangential subject matter, don't you know? But Michael Rupert, I saw on YouTube recently, Media Mayhem. Did you know in May of 2K1, Cheney and Rumsfeld sequestered away from NORAD the intercept protocols and the war game protocols?
Yeah. I think
it came exclusively under their control. Never has that happened before.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Chris, what about those terror threats at the Israeli, what do they call them, the Jewish community centers? Was that two years ago, right? 16?
Right, but every time stuff like that happens, as we've pointed out on this network, I think fairly well, it's you know, it's always, how do you say that? It's self-directed. You know, whenever it's a young black man at a military academy saying, "I was targeted as a, you know, by racial slurs," it was him painting on his own car, or you know, it was young Jewish kids spraying graffiti all over their own synagogue and so on and so on.
This was Northwestern University, some Jewish sorority babe, Jewish American princess, was caught in that. The Jewish community center threats, there were multiple threats, and there was some big-time rabbi out of New York City who said, "Well, it's got to be some white supremacists." He kept repeating that. Well, gosh, by golly, Talmudic Wonder of Oz, it's a Talmudic Jew boy in Tel Aviv. So when I think of Florida, I'm thinking Israel in Tel Aviv, specifically for Miami-Dade. That's little Tel Aviv. I mean, come on, man. People got to wake up, Chris, and start doing what has to be done. Go to the synagogues, go to the churches, go to the student groups in your locale, and present the evidentiary proof from people like you, people like Ellen Sobrowski, people like John Lear. Hey, man, a 3D holograph technology from 1999, a 220-page military document describing it all, activated from an airborne platform, and Lear is reading from it.
Yeah. Yep.
No planes could possibly penetrate the Twin Towers, people. And it will, Judy Wood.
Judy Wood writes a 700-page textbook and she gets fired from the University of South Carolina? Well, who runs the University of South Carolina, just like the University of Michigan and Harvard?
Yeah.
How about Harvard? How about that guy, David Keith with, hey, man, it's cool. Let's pump out hundreds of thousands of tons of airborne particulate and let's play Talmudic Shabbat supremacist, man.
Yeah. We need to get back on track here, Fred. We got other calls and stuff. So I appreciate it. We got other news and other calls. Thanks for your call, Fred. Great points. Appreciate it. Other news, we need to grab the other phone calls. Before we go back to the phones again, your help is greatly appreciated. Please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the yellow donate button, and anything you can do is greatly appreciated. We got bills. We got rent to pay. We got funds. There's a snafu, apparently. Funds are locked up, so, you know, your help is greatly appreciated. Back to the phones, Roxanne in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. I got 5 points, but I'll try to get two or three of them out. This guy, he has three different names, Anthony Altieri. He goes by Cesar Altieri Rizondo or Cesar Seiko, whatever you want to say. But his dad supposedly owns Sayax Ltd. It's a company over in Israel. Okay, so he's
talking
CIA.
About Cesar Sayak, right?
Yes. He
Cesar
has three
Sayak
different names.
Aliases, right.
Yeah, and he's Mossad. He's over the CIA and FBI, so he ain't an informant, I can tell you that. And he goes by he was a dancer when he was younger, you know, pumped up guy. And back then he said he was Italian. He was Spanish and Native American. No, he's Jewish.
Where are you sourcing all this information, just out of curiosity?
Lots of people. People send me stuff. I know people.
Can we, is there somewhere that folks can cross-reference some of this stuff?
Well, it's at least 5 Twitter accounts of people. But you can look up Sayex Ltd. Inc., find out, but they're not, and Bloomberg's not going to tell you a whole lot about it because they're not going to do it. It's an aluminum-based product, and supposedly they have a company in UK and one over in Florida by chance, and his son was supposedly, and it's right across from the street from a little kid's school. And so then... If you remember, or I don't know how true a lot of this is, but I think most of it is, because I've got it back to John Quincy Adams. But
well, let's try to stick to what we can bet.
Okay, so on October 26, 2012, Trump tweeted, "Be careful of an Obama bomb to win election." Would be a horrible thing. And where do we got? Today, or 26th, a bomb. Okay, so, and then this Caesar guy, he also had, it was called Native American Catering and Vending, LLC.
Right.
He started 2016, is now inactive. And then they took down both of his so-called accounts, but on his one Twitter account, he was wishing his pal Ricky 25 years in the CIA, good luck, and apparently Ricky has some invention, which he doesn't mention, but they were 9 years at the military school. In 777 Sawgrass, did you look that up? On that
no.
Supposedly bomb? That's a police station in Sunrise, California.
Okay.
it's all a joke. It's convoluted. It's not
right.
Because people don't know these things or want
right.
to learn
and
these things.
Speaking of that, there was one of the videos that I was going to mention. I need to mention a few of those, but let me see. On YouTube, I think it's CNN's male bomb suspect, Cesar Sayoc's disturbing social media. No, it was it Seattle Times, I think? One of those they interview one of the eyewitnesses, and he talks about NYPD being there, but it was down in Florida. Wasn't the arrest made in Florida? So that was, anyway, go ahead. Just strange, you know, anomalies.
No, it's always convoluted. So, you know, look, Chris, you go down that rabbit hole. Roxanne, you go down that rabbit hole, and you're never going to know. It's really convoluted, and I'll let you get on to your next caller because I don't need a lot of time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Roxanne. And, you know, interesting points for those who want to dig into that stuff. Interesting on the aliases. And there are some other things. I know that there's a company called SEOC Tactical Group, and they have basically officially renounced the incident and say there's no affiliation. Anyway, back to the phones. Art, off the grid. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, man, how's it going? Yeah, I'm glad you liked that clip of me talking about George Soros yesterday.
I think it was Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday? It was earlier this week.
I mentioned it,
and we actually played it on Road Warrior Radio. You made great points pointing out that Soros, you know, was behind the handful of groups funded the great. Yeah, and I like the way you put that. You know, you can maintain your 4-mile-an-hour march these days. So for folks who don't know, that's 15-minute miles, and that's actually a good clip. If you've ever tried to do that, folks, try to push a baby stroller at 4 miles an hour.
Yeah, and after if those people have really been dragging baby strollers that long, the wheels would fall off. But, yeah. You know, you look at their clothing. I mean, their clothing was cool. Their clothing
yeah.
was clean.
Yep.
None of these people look like they'd been walking a day, let alone a week. But, you know, on this issue of the bombs, I think it's absolutely hilarious. You know, I'm ex-military, so I know a little bit something about explosives. And it's amazing how they are just steady trying to push this whole bomb thing. And what people don't realize is because so many people are waking up to the truth about this caravan, they've got to throw up another distraction. So let's make it, oh, the poor, pitiful Democrats, poor, poor Democrats, look, they're threatening us with bombs to draw attention away from the caravan. But here's the thing. We have these clowns on TV, CNN and CNBC or MSNBC and all of these others. They want to talk, you know, things like, for example, we have, what was his name, Bill de Blasio in New York. All right. Now, Bill de Blasio wants to say things like we need to all public officials need to stop. Don't encourage the violence and don't encourage hatred and, you know, don't encourage attacks on the media. And we need to curve this back and tone down the rhetoric and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Tone down the rhetoric is one of those. Tone down and dial back the rhetoric is one of those dog whistle terms that's been – basically it's censorship.
Yep. Meanwhile, at the same time, we've got what's her name? Heidi Barik of the Southern Poverty Law Center making comments like, the fact of the matter is that the people who have received these bombs, the Clintons, Obama, George Soros, they've been horrifically demonized by the route or by the right. Not in terms of neo-Nazis, but also from people like Donald Trump, and there tends to be a relationship between demonizing rhetoric and violence. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Time the hell out here. What about Barack Obama during the campaign? Get in their faces. What about Maxine Waters earlier this year? Get in their faces. What about Kat Carlson right after the Kavanaugh hearings? Don't let them have a moment of rest. You people on the left, you continue to call for aggressive behavior, and now when it's turned on you, you want to cry about it. But here's the thing. When you begin to call for violent, aggressive behavior, don't be surprised when it gets turned on you. And then, not to mention the fact that just a few weeks ago, I forget who it was, but someone on the left came out and said, we need to turn it up a notch. We need to be a little bit more aggressive. And I'm thinking about the way Ted Cruz and his family, not that I like, because I don't like Ted Cruz either, but I would never approve of him and his wife being accosted in the way that they were at a restaurant while they're trying to have dinner. No more than I would the Trump administration individuals being basically mob rushed at the restaurant there in D.C. And this is the thing. Now they want to talk about ramping it up? Wait a minute. How can you ramp it up and become any more aggressive unless you get physically violent?
Well, it doesn't have to make sense, and that's kind of the whole point. And I try to make that clear on the Road Warrior radio broadcast this week, getting back to some of the, I guess, psychology of that and how we've been programmed to behave that way. And for those who don't know, I mean, that's the kind of the basis of the NPC meme. And for those who might be painfully unaware, NPCs don't just come in the bleeding heart liberal flavor. They aren't just, you know, dyed in the wool, you know, neoliberal, Democrat, et cetera, et cetera. There are bots everywhere. America is full of them, and they come in different flavors and shapes, sizes, colors, et cetera.
Well, you know, when we start talking about, you know, the way this is all playing out with the left and the right, and they're just two sides of the same coin. Let's not forget what Heidi Barrett said. There is no moral equivalence between the violent rhetoric of either party. Really? Seriously? No moral equivalence? Aggressive, violent behavior is aggressive, violent behavior. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care. I don't approve of it either way. But you know what? They're going to keep going. And as much as I hate to say it, if this is not stopped, and I mean stopped soon, we are going to have violence on a level that this country hasn't seen since the Haight-Ashbury riots. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't get to that. I really do. And I hope
survived
that
the race riots of the 70s, and having been a survivor of the race riots of the 70s, I am not in a hurry to repeat that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get our heads screwed on straight. Thanks, Art. Appreciate it. You know, I look at this stuff and the NPC stuff, for example, and, you know, just the kind of back and forth. And I always think of the term balkanization. We need to stop. If we're not having dialogue, and I think sometimes I'm guilty of it too. I try not to, but we need to stop doing that. We need to be able to bridge the gap, talk to each other, because we know that the programming is designed to cripple that kind of communication. Everything is basically conspiring against us. You know, we have the studies from of old, you know, all the, you know, the research that went into MK Ultra, for example. If you haven't seen Aaron and Melissa Dyke's latest documentary, The Minds of Men, watch that, which to me basically is a sort of sounding the alarm that the drug aspect of MK Ultra was as much of a limited hangout as anything, compared to the technotronic, if you will, or the technological aspect, or the companion. So there's that. There's, you know, Chamath Palihapitiya saying we've created the tools, social media, you know, tools that are tearing society apart. It's all that stuff. So we need to mindfully, thoughtfully, intentionally, I think, work against that. Hopefully that is an idea that can get traction and get legs. Back to the phones. Ed in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Chris.
Ed.
Chris?
Ed.
Yeah. Okay. This van they found today, it was in pretty pristine shape from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like not even sun-worn, being down in Florida and what have you. But also the decals and the stickers. They didn't look like, you know, he had NRA ones from a few years ago and what have you. These are all brand new slapped on decals.
Yeah.
But there's more. The first analogy, Chris, that came to my mind was the van that was taken to Dealey Plaza, way back when, with Barry Goldwater stickers and decals all over that van because they had a fallback position. As you know, blame Cubans, or eventually they blamed Lee Harvey Oswald. But that's what I'm going with. Their modus operandi hasn't changed. These assassins and these hoaxers. But also, Roxanne, who called, there's a lot of confirmation. Roger Stone himself was on Alex Jones and his own tweets about some funny business going on here. So the fact is, he is under arrest by apparently not the feds, but by that Sheriff Israel, you know, the man from the Marjorie Stone school shooting last year. That's what I understand. And but moreover, he worked with the Seminole, whether he was Indian or not. He looks like he could get by as Indian. The point is, he worked with the Seminole Reservation or Tribal Council. And the importance there, Chris, is because of the, and a lot of these were these Jewish Democrats, mobsters, that, of course, go with Indian bingo and casinos. That's where the tie-in came in with the Seminoles. And so it's like Italian, Jew, Hispanic, American Indian. He is what he has to be to work for the CIA. It sure looks like that. But look at the analogies, the white van in Dealey Plaza, and now this, and the timing. But here's why I called you today, and I'd like your opinion on it. We got some trouble here. I don't know if you heard Jeff Sessions talk today about this in his press conference. But this is bad. This is very bad for us.
Van Jones thought that Jeff Sessions did a great job, so that's a clue. Anyway.
There you go. Well, the clue is this. It's worse than that. He, and to some extent, at least so far, Donald Trump, they're feeding, and they're fueling the narrative.
Right.
They're fueling the major media narrative.
And that was my point earlier.
This.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, balkanization, for sure.
Thank you very much for your show here.
Thank you, Ed. Great point. So I'm looking for what Ed is talking about. Let's see. Arrested. A Florida man has been arrested in the investigation. And what did I see? So Cesar Sayoc was arrested Friday in Broward County. Don't know by whom. It was noon, right? Federal authorities arrested Cesar Sayoc in Broward County amid an investigation. Dozen packages, but CNN says 13. Anyway, I'll put some links in the notes and the videos. I don't have time to mention them all, but there are some videos. Watch them, see what you think. I'll actually, there's a YouTube playlist that I'm going to create on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel titled 2018-10 Trump Critics Incident. That has Dan Dick's Press for Truth video, the Black Conservative Patriot video, you know, Clapper talks about Cesar Sayoc before he was named a suspect, and so on. Anyway, that'll do it. I hope it was an informative broadcast. I appreciate the opportunity to sit in and do. If you haven't, please go support the network, republicbroadcasting.org. Click the yellow donate button. Your help is greatly appreciated. Have a great weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.